10, as we do on a Tuesday. Let's catch up with the CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, Darren Fuzzard, to see what's happening in that area. Darren, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo.
I just worked out you're very lucky, just very quickly, you're very lucky because you know one thing Carlton have got over Geelong.
What would that be, Robbo?
Well, you've already made your grand final. It's coming up this week.
Yeah, very true. And sadly, we're not going to win that one either. Never mind.
Fingers crossed.
Always nice to go to the footy, Robert.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed, fingers crossed. All right, let's talk Mount Alexander Shire Vaping Community Information Session at the Castlemaine Library. What is this about and when is it happening?
Yeah, we've been hearing, Robbo, that vaping is becoming a growing concern in our community. And so the Castlemaine Library is hosting an information session to help us all understand a bit more about the facts of vaping. And the session's going to be presented by community health nurse Bron Greve, and she's going to give an overview of why vaping is the concern that it is and also offer some tips on what we can do to support people in our community who are trying to stop doing it or trying to get other people to stop doing it, and in particular how to help young people who I understand seem to get particularly bad effects on their lungs from vaping, so among many other bad side effects of vaping. So the session's on Thursday the 18th of August, which is this Thursday, between 5.30 and 7.30pm at the Castlemaine Library, Robbo. So if people want to find details about that, they can go to Goldfields Libraries, that's all one word, goldfieldslibraries.com, or they can have a look on the Mount Alexander Shire Council Youth Facebook page.
Okay. The Small Business Workshop happening next Monday.
Yeah, we've got another one on, Robbo. It's as usual, the workshop's free and really great opportunity to help our local business community get some new skills, talk to some new people and also get expert advice all in the one go. So this workshop is focusing on winning government grants and tenders, Robbo, and it will offer a lot of practical tips and tricks on how to respond to government tenders and quotes and grants, and which of course is particularly relevant at the moment for us because we've got our event grants offer is open at the moment to the community. So this workshop is on next Monday, which is the 22nd of August. It goes from 9.30 till 11.30am. That will be in the Castlemaine Civic Centre, and really encourage small business owners and anyone else who's looking to apply for government grants to register for that free session now.
All right.
Sorry, Robert.
No, go on.
I was just going to also mention, just another reminder, the small business bus is going to be back in Castlemaine and Maldon. That's that initiative we've talked about before by Business Victoria, Robbo. It's free specialist advice to the community. The bus will be in Castlemaine again on Monday the 22nd of August between 10am and 4pm. It'll be parked in the Mosson Street area outside the market building. And then on the 25th, Thursday the 25th of August, it'll be back in Maldon between 10am and 4pm, and that will be on High Street outside the Kangaroo Hotel. So really encourage any businesses who've got some things they want to kick around with some experts in industry to get along and have a chat with those guys on the business bus. And if people want to know more about that, just again, have a look under the business resources section of the Mount Alexander Shire website.
Okay. A couple of other points we just need to belt through, mate. The Fee Broadway Theatre Foyer, new artist there, some great works there.
There is, yeah. Latest one, Robbo. So the exhibition program that we've had in the Fee Broadway Theatre Foyer is continuing. And this month we've got a new artist by the name of Martin John Lee. He's a videographer and he's using text-based animation to celebrate LGBTQIA plus dignity, equality and visibility. So really encourage everybody to get down to the Fee Broadway Theatre Foyer, which is right next to the Castlemaine Library, and have a look at Martin's fantastic videography. And just quickly as well, Robbo, other art around the place at the moment. The winter exhibition is still on at the Market Building in Castlemaine. This is just an amazing exhibition of local artists. We've got about 90 local artists from the Goldfields region this year on exhibition in there. Get in there and have a look. It's free to go in and is open every day from 9am to 5pm. So get in there and have a look at the Market Building, the winter exhibition. It is fantastic.
All righty. And just finally, too, just a quick recap on the council meeting.
Yeah, a sad one, Robbo, tonight that council will be acknowledging the recent passing of a former councillor in Tony Nesbitt at the meeting tonight. So many people from Bendigo and Mount Alexander Shire will will know Tony. He made a significant contribution to the local government sector as a councillor of the former city of Castlemaine, and he also served as a mayor in 1970, 1974 and 1982. So just want to pass on our condolences to Tony Nesbitt's family and friends, and wish them all the best. And the mayor will certainly be making some comments tonight at the meeting. But the usual other items will be on the agenda, plenty on the agenda, and people can get that off our website, Robbo. And as always, the meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. and people can watch via YouTube on the Mount Alexander Shire Council channel.
Good on you, Darren. Thank you very much for that. Have yourself a great week. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Robbo.
Good on you, Darren Fuzzard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, on the Wake Up Call.